David James on the line with us, as Jimmy said. David, let me ask you, we have had some conversations with Jonathan Kahn, who wrote the book The Harbinger. You wrote a preview that's posted on our website, prophecytoday.com. You can go there on the homepage, go down the right-hand side of our homepage. You will see the cover of The Harbinger. And you have written an extension to what you gave us to post on our website. It's actually become a book of over 200 pages. I understand you have a publisher. Talk to us about it. I'm really excited about what the Lord is opening up for you.
Yeah, I'm very excited, too. Shortly after the article was published, someone directed Tom McMahon to my article on our blog, and he read it and contacted me and said that they would like to include my article in the June issue of the Berean Call. So Tom wrote an article, and that just came out yesterday or the day before, and then he included my article as an extension of that. And at the same time, he also said that they were interested in publishing the book from which that article came. And so I've continued to develop that, and we're shooting for a late July, mid to late July publish.
Well, that is fantastic. Now, in case you do not recognize the name Tom McMahon, T.A. McMahon is the associate of David Hunt and the Berean Call. They have been a ministry that has been looking at, wrong doctrine, heresy, et cetera, over the many years. And for them to come on board alongside David and say they're going to publish his work on this, how many pages do you have on it right now, David?
It's about 225 pages. Finish out, you know, maybe 240 or maybe a little under, but we're in that area.
Well, this is an addition to just a simple review on a book. He goes in depth. You have a lot of footnotes on it, do you not?
Yeah, I've done a lot of research. I've put hundreds of hours into studying both Kahn's book and lots of resources. Right now, I have over 160 footnotes, either from quotes in the book or other resources.
Well, we're going to make that available when it is published right here on Prophecy Today. David, of course, is a part of our ministry. He is involved in helping us with the School of Prophets, and he is a man who has been in biblical education for a number of years, travels across the world in order to be able to teach the Word of God. So he has a great background. He went to Dallas, got his master's there at Dallas Theological Seminary, working on his PhD now. And we're excited about this information being made available. What is really concerning to me, David, I got from you, I think it was just this morning, the information about the Harbinger and where it is on the New York Times bestseller list.
Yes, it's continues to be, well, I don't know about New York Times, but I've been watching Amazon, and Amazon.com, it's number one under Christian fiction, and it's number two under Christian theology, so that is a really odd combination, but this is after it being published January 3rd, so it is, and it's getting a second round of boost by some things that happened last week.
And those things would be, tell us about that.
Well, last week, Glenn on Tuesday, I think it was May 17th, interviewed an author and a professor, Tim Ballard, who wrote a book, The Covenant, and subtitle, America's Sacred and Immutable Connection to Ancient Israel. And the idea behind the book and in the interview is the long-standing history of British Israelism, which says that the lost tribes of Israel migrated into Europe, and specifically Ephraim, the son of Joseph, migrated to America, and that the founding fathers were Ephraimites. And their intention was to reestablish the covenant with the lost house of Israel.
Well, first of all, there are no lost tribes of Israel. If you'll go to the book of Ezra, you'll see that at the end of the Babylonian captivity, Zerubbabel was selected to take the children of Israel, all 12 tribes. Read it there in Ezra. It's chapter 2. They were to take about 50,000 Jews, and they represented all 12 tribes back into the land. Jesus talked about when he sent his disciples out two by two there in the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 5 and 6. He says, don't go to the Gentiles, but go to the whole house of Israel. So no lost tribes. That's probably a wrong premise upon which to start. Talk to me about this book, The Covenant. Are they not saying, and I just got the book, so I haven't read it. I think I heard you say you got the book. Is it not dealing with the fact that basically Christopher Columbus was a prophet and he was a part of this covenant making with God for America?
Yes. In the book, he goes back to Christopher Columbus, even suggests that Christopher Columbus was also of Jewish heritage and that God directed him and inspired him to find the new world. And he didn't fully understand the covenant, but he realized that something was happening. And this ideal was later picked up by the Pilgrims and then by the Founding Fathers. So the intention was to establish an American covenant with the idea of ultimately restoring the house of Israel with the house of Judah, Ephraim with Judah, and they wrongly handle Ezekiel 37, I think it is, and the connection with the harbinger is that in the course of this interview, Tim Ballard said that he had been in discussions with Jonathan Kahn that week about this covenant, and he said that Kahn agreed with what he was saying about the covenant. So I don't know if that's a misunderstanding, a misquote, but on Glenn Beck's program, he said this is what Kahn agreed with him.
Wow. Well, this seems to me, David, that we're going to have to read this book, and you're going to have to start all over with another expose of what really these authors are trying to say and propagate upon Christianity here in America and, in fact, the entire world. Somebody said that, you know, Glenn Beck, we know, is a Mormon, and also that possibly Timothy Ballard is a Mormon. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, he is. He graduated with honors from Brigham Young University. He's currently teaching international relations and politics at Imperial Valley College out in California. And he's got another set of books out, a large set of hardback called The American Covenant as well. So this is pure Mormon theology, which they have taught from the beginning, this idea of Ephraim. And there's another strand of Jews, and I was just reading an article concerning Messianic Israelites in America who also consider themselves descendants of Ephraim, and they're distinguished from the Judah Jews. And so there's quite a bit of information out there about that. And actually, I've read most of a large part of the covenant that we were just talking about as well.
Well, I'm going to kind of close this particular conversation off now. We've got a question we want to answer for one of our listeners. Jim's standing by with that. But indeed, I'm going to read the book, and I hope by next week both of us will have read the entire book and we'll maybe make a comment or two more. We're not trying to attack personalities. We're trying to make certain that the body of Christ is understanding proper biblical doctrine and, of course, what God's plan is for the Jewish people, a covenant nation. That's the only nation, as I understand God's word, that received a covenant with God in relationship to Him doing something special for them. David, thank you so much. Thank you for your hard work. We're excited about the announcement of the publication of your book on the Harbinger. Look forward to another conversation next week. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Jimmy.